Welcome to another edition of From the Staples. I'm Pete Staples from TasRacing.com.au, talking to trainer Leanne Gaffney, who'll be taking a small team to the launch system meeting on Wednesday night. Welcome to the show, Leanne.
Thank you.
Let's go by the first race, which is you'll be competing, is race three, which is the benchmark 66 over 1400. Cabarrus. Well, he won first up, and I thought that was quite an impressive win. You forget about the second run, and he's had two others since then. What can we expect from gate one on Wednesday night from Cabarrus?
I think he'll be better suited with an inside draw. He was wide last start and it wasn't too bad of a run. So I think the inside barrier will help him and he should go well.
Well, his win on January the 22nd when he beat Lockie Patera in a Class 1 at Launceston, I thought it was quite impressive. Won by a half length, but he raced on the speed and he put them away on the home turn. You expect him from barrier one to be on the speed again?
I think he should be in the first three, depending on how he jumps, but he was a little bit slow the other night and he was out wide, so I'm hoping from there he'll jump well and get a better position and he should put himself right into the race.
All right, well, in race six you've got Cranbrook, who's first up from a spell and he'll probably need the run, but Balearic, this is third up from a spell, looks like he could be ready to win.
Yeah, he was a little unlucky last week. He copped a little bit of interference and I probably thought he would have gone close to winning that race other than that.
You've had a fair opinion of Balearic since he's joined your stable.
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. He's a tough horse and he tries really hard.
All right,
so,
well, Craig,
you've got to give him credit.
Craig's got a good opinion of him. He likes the horse.
Yes, and I think he gets his chance here in a small field and he should run well.
Okay. In the last, you're going to settle up Breathtaking, first up from a spell, and she usually goes well fresh.
Yes, she's been working really well. We can't fault her. As things are at the moment, we haven't been able to trial horses that don't need their tickets, so she's coming into the race without a trial, but on her work, I'd say she'd have to be competitive, and with a bit of luck, she might be right there.
Obviously, on exposed form, if Silkstone starts, he's probably going to be favourite on recent form.
No, I think she just needs obviously for a first run, needs a bit of a soft run. She won't need to do it hard early, but yeah, all things equal, I think she'll be right there in the finish.
All right, Leanne, well, all the best with your team going to Launceston on Wednesday night. Stay safe.
Thank you.